Hey everyone, welcome back to AEG. Bum bum badum badum bum bum badum badum. Da do te da do not da cantarlete. Most of y'all probably don't know what that means, but it's me. So welcome back. Today I'm back here with you again with another episode. Today I don't know if I'm gonna even do any news. Yeah, we'll have to see about that. But before we do any news, if we do news, then I'm going to play some music. Tell me if you know this song. Comment down below. Is there even a comment section? I got no idea. Okay, so I don't have any news today. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Okay, sorry. I didn't think I had any news. I forgot about this app I use. Alright. So first thing I've got. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? A man accused of strangling wife, buying 100 pounds of charcoal to burn her body. Sadly, things like this in the world are true. I can't exactly show you the video, but I will let you hear the sound. So, all right, here it is.
Now for a bizarre case involving a Katy man accused of murder in the death of his wife. The man not only facing a charge of murder, but also tampering with a corpse. Good afternoon, I'm Andy Sirota in for Keith Garvey.
And I'm Christine Noel. We have been following this story since our newscast this midday. The couple lived on Golden Mesa Drive west of Fry Road in the Sundown Glen subdivision. Channel 2's Phil Archer is live in the area now with the latest on this. Phil?
Well, this is where the couple lived, and this is where county detectives allege James Hammersley murdered his wife, cremated her, then put her ashes in a garbage sack and left it out on the curb to be picked up. He allegedly tried to cover that up by filing a missing persons report, but a friend turned him into police. Hammersley and his wife, Mara Vestal, allegedly went to a strip club together the night of February 16th and got into an argument. When they returned home, the 44-year-old mechanic allegedly strangled her. Then, police say he called a friend and...
Sadly, that's all come back in, but you see... Oh, thank you. Sadly, that's all I can let you see, otherwise I'll get copyrighted, and I don't want to get copyrighted. So, yeah. Okay, let's see if I can find... It's like disappearing on me. Sadly, everyone, that's all I have for today's stories. I am really not that magical or have that many things that I can really say. I didn't really plan today's podcast. I'm not that good at planning podcasts. But I am good at talking about my student council stuff. May I ask if you live anywhere near Fletcher, Richmond, Katy, if you donate to Huggins Hounds? They are a rough, tough fighting kids that fight to learn, but the school does not have enough money. So if you could please, thank you. Also, would you donate to Elf and Princess Foundation over the internet at elfandprincesspcf.org. Elf and Princess is a organization that helps pediatric cancer kids. These kids and their families don't have enough money to do stuff, so we really just want to help them. I'm part of it. You can actually read about me if you don't know who I am on it. Some of the information is false. It does say I'm 9, I'm 10. There is some information that's false. Most of the things is like things you need to change over years, but not like there's nothing they were like lying about. Like I had cancer, I did have cancer. That is true. But if you could please, that would help my heart so much. And if you do, can you go tag me on? Can you go DM me on Instagram and tell me, or message me on Instagram and tell me that I donated to Elephant Princess Foundation or tell me that you donated to Huggins House. Either way, I just want to thank you and follow me, go to me on Instagram and check out my YouTube if you want to. I'm Galleon_Ava on Instagram. My YouTube channel is Ava Galleon. I love you guys. See you next time. Bye.